So whether we're talking about what happens within the spiritual world, so far as the vastation and temptation states are concerned, or we are talking about the interior aspects of the human mind, we're really talking about the same governing principles. So from an LP perspective, we work from the idea that the other life is the life of the mind. So everyone in the word represents mental functions, that is, it's like cognitive structures and processes made up of thoughts and affections. So this organized mental form is called an angel or spirit or Satan or devil. But these terms, they describe the quality of an organized or organic mental form, the form of the mind. Also, this is seen in the fact that every angel is called a form of charity. And then you have like these descriptions of regions in the spiritual world, the lower earth, for example. What are these? Well, these describe more complex mental structures due to their collective nature, where these are made up of less complex mental forms, so societies of individuals bound together by interdependent practice of use or uses. So Pharaoh, and by extension Egypt, constitutes a low-level mental structure that forms a sense of self, what's termed proprium, based on the loves of self in the world. So as a ruling structure of the human mind, it represents loves and associated ideas that uses natural truths of the letter of the word to affirm this idea that I am an independent, autonomous self. And hence it denies the Lord as the only being who has life in himself. So we can see from this that the proprium built on the loves of self in the world can't but be hellish in nature. And that's tied to the fact that it is in denial of the Lord as the only life. But bound within the letter of the word is its spiritual sense, and this can form the basis for a new sense of self or heavenly proprium. This is what is described as the sons of Israel being in bondage in Egypt, or more specifically, we see the mention of the land of Goshen. Now, Goshen is the lower earth state, where Egypt is the state of hell or opprobrium in us. So to liberate the sons of Israel, that is spiritual truths or principles, from the lower earth and an understanding of the word based in person, place, time and space, or in the senses, if you like, where they are subject to and the infesting falsities of Egypt. And so their liberation is only possible through the process of temptations and vastations. So infesting falsities only have traction in the human mind due to our holding on to a sense of self that is opposed to the one that the Lord offers us through his word. So temptations and vastations arise when we begin to use truths from the word to examine ourselves, and they are a sign, that is, these temptations and vastations, they are a sign that spiritual associations are being loosened so that what is serviceable to the Lord's end, which is the salvation of the human race, can be reorganized, and what is not conducive to supporting that end can be sloughed off. Now, at the level of individual praxis, we experience the process as states of struggle. And included in those are states of anxiety, depressive states, negative self-talk, etc. And if we could see into the spiritual world, what we would see is that this correlates with the vastation of associated spirits and spiritual societies that we are linked to. So we have this multi-tiered process in which our thoughts and affections undergo change to give rise to a new sense of self simultaneously with changes in the organization of the spiritual world, which in truth we inhabit as to our own spirit right now.